It's 50 years ago today that Don McLean released his song American Pie, which became an anthem and an unusual one because it kind of wagged its finger at society, and McLean himself called it a morality song. American Pie took as its starting point the death of singer Buddy Holly, representing the loss of America's innocence as a society. And the song proceeded to describe a long cultural and social decline through the 1960s, ending with the killing of a man 10 years later by Hell's Angels at a Rolling Stones concert. The Rolling Stones on tour feature a bit, actually, in American Pie, and we'll mention the Stones later in the morning, because 50 years later they're still on tour in America, and they play tonight in Minneapolis. So the song American Pie is replete with references to other songs and people and events, some of them mysterious then, and certainly mysterious 50 years later. For example, in the chorus, "This'll Be the Day" refers to a Buddy Holly song called "That'll Be the Day." He and singers The Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens were in a small plane that went down in bad weather after a concert in Iowa back in 1959. So Don McLean's always been reticent to spell out his references, and once when he was asked what American Pie means, he said it means I never have to work again if I don't want to. So shortly, a question for those of you with long memories, but first a man who once hosted a radio show in Dunedin called American Pie. Dr. Jules Older was a psychology academic at the University of Otago 50 years ago. He went back to America and became a ski magazine editor and the writer of successful children's books. And now he and his wife, Effin, live here again in Auckland. Morena, Jules.
Morena to you, Jim.
Your radio show all those years ago with the title of American Pie was basically a format for American music and a bit of liberal politics.
I think that's a very accurate description of it.
It cut quite a dash because people weren't as used to the accent as they are now, were they?
No, not at all. I was the only Yankee accent on the radio, and my wife Effin was the only American on television. Very much different than now. And now that I'm back, I still react as though I were there then. So when I hear an American voice on radio or television, I actually do a little jump. What? Who's that? What's he doing here? Yeah.
You interviewed Don McLean. No mean feat, because he's a reclusive sort of character, but you talked to him.
I did. I had a great interview with him, and he was very smart. And he started to talk, and then he didn't want to stop talking, and he said words that I still remember with pleasure. I hope you got some extra tape there, because I've got a lot that's I haven't said before that I'm going to say now. I don't remember exactly what it was that he said, but we talked for a long time and probably got a lot of it on 4XO, our station, and American Pie.
Gee, well done then. And I suppose you would have asked him about American Pie. So what did he say before I ask you about what you think of the song? Do you remember that?
I don't remember in detail, but I've followed his career enough to know what he always says. Yes. He was very tight about the sources of it and the references to it, though I think they're very clear, and it's been written about so many times in so many places that people have it down pretty tight.
Yeah, I think that's right. I guess I really only want to ask you one question. Was Don McLean right to be so gloomy about what happened in 1960s America? Because he saw social decline. He didn't find much to be happy about, Jules.
Was he right? In the short term, he was very much right. He wrote this at the beginning of the 70s, the end of the 60s, and the 60s seemed to be collapsing at the time. We'd had assassinations, we'd had the murders of civil rights people, we'd had four young, beautiful black girls blown up while attending church. There were terrible things going on, and yeah, he was right. But in the long term, no, he was wrong. Partly because of those horrors and partly because of the bravery of the people who put themselves out there for it. The world is in many ways a better place thanks to the 60s. Gay marriage, legal. Back then, being gay, illegal. Mississippi, the heart of the most segregationist awfulness of America, has many black mayors now. Gay rights, not even an issue. If you watch a show like Sex Education, black, gay, that's just a thing. And the main thing for me, the main thing that the 60s contributed, along with all this good, a good that includes environmentalism, is that the utter conformity of the 50s was finally trashed.
And yet it's the conformity that he seemed to hark back fondly to, didn't he? It's interesting. He didn't say that, of course, and he's a liberal himself. But yeah, okay, that's an interesting summation. Good to talk to you about the old days. We're about to play the full-length version of the song. Very nice of you to give us your time on a Sunday morning.
I am delighted to, and I'll be listening to that. It's still one of my favorite songs. 8 minutes and something like 46 seconds worth of it. Yeah. Thanks, Jim.